Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollocks.
The Mind Trench. How are we,
I'm
Rob
very well,
Bollocks?
Thank you. This is a bit fractured here today, I've got to be honest with you.
Oh, yes?
Because someone asked me to look at white noise, or listen to it, I suppose, which put me onto noise pollution, which I ended up with this movie called Zawawa.
Did you watch it?
No, Zawawa. I haven't. I've watched little bits of it, but It sounds so interesting. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start with white noise. Right. I always thought white noise.
And end up in Zawawa.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah, it's sort of like magical mystery tour. You're not in Kansas anymore. Right, I always thought white noise was this.
Yeah, is it not?
But
okay,
it's not.
Wow. Okay. That was full on.
I've actually, you go on YouTube, white noise, it always lasts 10 hours and 10 minutes.
Always.
10 hours and 10 minutes.
And they've got like rainfall and summer winds going through trees and all that.
So it doesn't have to be the sound between
now,
tuning your radio.
I always thought, like, when I looked at it, right, white noise is a type of noise that is produced by combining sounds of all different frequencies together, which gave me that thing. But pardon me, the adjective, did I say that right?
Yeah.
That was one of the words I wrote down. I wrote it down so you could help me out just in case I didn't get it right.
You got it perfect there.
Smashed it.
White is used to describe this type of noise because of the way white light works. White light is a light made up of all different colours of light combined together.
So that does make sense then. So white noise is the same, but
and so
sound.
Which I didn't realise, a prism or rainbow separates white light back into its component colours.
Oh, there you go then. You know, it's
sounds
like the old
trippy,
Pink Floyd. It's like the old Pink Floyd album cover. That's doing.
I don't want to talk about them. In the same way, white noise is a combination of all the different frequencies of sound. Now, which puts me on to noise pollution, right?
Okay.
I told you this is really fractured, but it will hopefully make sense.
I'm following.
Like a prism.
I'm with you.
Noise pollution is no joke. The World Health Organization estimates that 1 million healthy life years are lost per year in Europe due to traffic noise.
Wow.
So I feel like the traffic noise in Europe, is that particularly bad?
Well, yeah, because you go to certain countries, you might have been there, and they just use their horns all the time, like Italy and all that. They just...
And then I feel like there's always a siren somewhere, like just in the distance.
I remember they did like a big survey, I think maybe in the UK, of looking at schools that were near motorways and schools that were near big...
And airports as well.
Airports, right.
They said it is proven now that aircraft noise will negatively impact on the reading skills of children.
Wow.
Who live near airports. But I've lived... on a flight path before, and Lauren's okay.
Yeah, shout out Lauren.
She's left-handed,
right.
But she can read all right.
But you can't blame the planes for that. But you can't blame them for the left-handedness,
as well as broad impacts on social health sufferers of sound sensitivity. They have high levels of can you read that? Comorbidity.
I think you got that quite right, really.
It's the presence of one or more additional conditions co-occurring with a primary condition.
Okay.
So you can have more than a few things going on. Right, now this led me to Rupert Cox, who's an anthropologist, who specialises in auroral experiences and the effect of noise on human health and the environment.
And what does he have to say for himself?
He conducted a long-time research in Japan and Guam, and he wrote about a family in Tokyo that remains living and working on their farm adjacent to the runway at Narita Airport. And they built a soundproof room for themselves to sleep in. But what's so nuts, there's no planes fly at night.
Oh.
But they actually built that room so they could create an environment that's obviously very, very quiet.
Yeah.
But it's more than that. It produces its own particular sort of sound where all you can hear is yourself.
So that's a super, super soundproof room. So you're just hearing what's in the room.
And this is where we get to this movie, right?
Now, what's the movie called again?
It's called Zawawa.
Zawawa.
Right.
Wild.
Sorry. On the island of Okinawa, the unpredictable and an overwhelming noise of jets belonged to, oh no, sorry, this isn't this one, it's another one, belonged to the US military air base. It causes health problems for more than 17,000 people and is estimated to trigger about 10 fatal heart attacks a year.
Wow. So the noise, that's pretty awful.
And people freaking out. So what they've been doing is, this is when we get, now we go back to white noise, they've actually been listening to sounds of the sea and summer winds to offset
the sound
the
of
military
jets.
Noise intrusion, yeah. And all that.
So do they count as a form of white noise, sounds of sea and
yeah, that's what
and
I'm saying.
Right,
that,
okay.
You've got so many
it's
different
not all
ones.
Harsh sound.
It always still has to be 10 hours and 10 minutes.
Well, no, you actually, if you go on YouTube, most of them are, but I found some of them for babies that might be like 2 hours okay. or 3 hours, just
white
like
noise
softer, softer
oh,
noises.
Oh, so I wonder if that's made like that so that it can cover like your entire sleeping time.
Yeah. Maybe. I'd love to be able to sleep for 10 hours. That would
yeah,
be...
Me too.
10 minutes straight would be really good. Right, now, the film made by Cox and his collaborators about the research was named Zawaha, which is an onomatopoeic word to describe the sound of sugarcane fields and the noise of the leaves wrapping themselves around the stalks.
Zawaha.
That's a wonderful word.
I mean, I haven't had time to watch it, but I'm going to.
Yeah.
But apparently in 1945, the US naval bombardment which launched the Battle of Okinawa was called the Typhoon of Steel.
Wow.
That's, Okinawans sought shelter from the battle in natural features of the environment, such as caves and within sugar fields. And that's where the name came from. And it created memories that reside in these places today. So he got together. I'm going to watch this movie.
Yeah.
But what I want to ask any BFM listeners is, do you listen to white noise and does it work?
Yeah, I'm always intrigued by it because it doesn't work for me.
So many, they reckon even the sound of a fan. Right.
So I love that. That's what I was just going to say. I've actually been sleeping with my fan on lately.
And I reckon
and
that noise.
The best sleep.
Yeah. So you do like a bit of white noise, Tess? If that counts.
Well, I wouldn't, not rainfall or wind or whatever. But actually, in saying that, if it's a stormy night, I quite like that.
Someone said, Rob, I use the Gordons for white noise. Recommend. There you go. Just get some loud punk music.
So basically, overall, what you're saying is that noise pollution is bad, but
that's
white
really
noise
bad.
Cures
it
noise.
It can.
Or
and
it
actually,
offsets.
And it actually helps people, relax. Like, was it in Japan? And hang on. I found there's some other stuff. I've completely missed it.
Well, the thing I always find about... You go, Rob.
Okay, in 2018, a study published by Oxford University showed white noise can improve functioning in adults with ADD. And in Taiwan the same year, a survey of people living with dementia showed it can provide a simple way to reduce agitation.
Oh, that's cool. So it's got quite a soothing...
I read an article... the other day, and this lady has it, and she reckons it actually stops her thinking.
That's quite interesting.
She goes to sleep, and we all do it. You can't, your brain just blah, 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 like that. But you listen to white noise, it all of a sudden just clears everything.
That's quite interesting. I can see how that would work. I quite like a droning sound within music, or if you go to your local noise gig or something like that. That's what I always like about.
Two people texted in. Someone said, I listen to evening crickets every night and I'm out like a light. And then someone else texted in saying, completely addicted to stormy rain on loop for sleep.
OMG.
Try it.
Okay.
And someone else has said, heard white noise can help with tinnitus. That's quite interesting.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. Definitely.
I feel like when you're talking about noise pollution and that effect that it can have on people, I feel like sometimes people who go to like a lot of really, really loud gigs...
Oh, they come home and they got the ringing of the ears.
I feel like they should listen to white noise.
I've just actually, as I've been thinking about this, I'm going to ask Caitlin if I can do a white noise show, Graveyard.
Nice.
White
noise
Graveyard.
Yeah,
to help people sleep.
Yeah, remixes.
Someone else
all that.
Texted in
white
saying
noise
white noise is so magic, it calms my 4-month-old instantly when he is really upset.
Oh,
and then
there's a lot of baby stuff.
Yeah, someone else said, I listen to waves and it gets me to sleep very quick. Oh. I had to test a few out. Fans annoy me, that hissing noise keeps me awake, but waves or rain is awesome.
I remember once staying somewhere in Palmerston, we went to WOMAD, New Plymouth, and we got this house right on the beach, and the sound of the waves drove me nuts.
Oh, it drove you nuts?
I remember opening the door and going, try to do a Fonzie, just go, shut up.
Well, the funny thing is that the white noise that hasn't annoyed you, you probably haven't really noticed.
Yeah.
Because it's actually quite soothing. You just wouldn't think about it.
Maybe it's something
maybe crickets for you?
Yeah.
Maybe it's something to do with things that you associate with comfort as well, because for some people, maybe the sound of
I think the sound of a droning noise would be good, because especially when you're indoors and everyone else is getting wet and you've got all your supplies in, you don't have to go anywhere.
I love that. That's one of my favourite things ever.
I've had a few texts about it being useful for tinnitus as well, so maybe that is a known thing. Maybe we should look that up a bit. That's quite interesting.
So there you go. I'm going to please watch that movie. It sounds really, really good.
Remind us of the name again.
Zawawa.
Zawawa. I like that. It's a nice onomatopoeic word there.
Apparently there was a Japanese composer did a song about it, and he just said that word 42 times.
Nice.
Which I thought was quite good, because that's the answer to the universe and everything. It's 42.
You're not wrong. It is 42. Thank you very much, Rob.
Thank you.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.